Chapter 12. Mrs. Miller is 30 years old. She has got brown hair and blue eyes. Today she wants to go into town. How does she want to go into town? She wants to go into town by bus. Going by bus is faster than going on foot. What time does she leave home? She leaves home at 9:30 in the morning. She closes the door and walks to the bus stop. The sun is shining and the sky is blue. There are no clouds in the sky. It isn't raining and the wind isn't blowing. It's a nice day for going into town. Is it a hot or a cold day? It's a hot day. How long does she need to walk to the bus stop? She needs a quarter of an hour to walk to the bus stop. She gets to the bus stop at 9:45. At the bus stop, she has to wait for a bus. How long does she wait until the bus comes? She waits for 10 minutes until she hears the bus come. The red bus comes at 9:55. The doors open and she gets on. She gets on the bus and then she has to buy a ticket. How much is the ticket? The ticket is £1. Mrs. Miller buys a ticket for £1 and then she sits down. She isn't standing, she's sitting on the bus. Mrs. Miller lives in a city. A city is a very big town. 3 years ago, she went to live in the city. Before that, she lived in a small town. In a small town, you can go into town very fast. In a city, it takes a long time to go into town. How long does the bus take to get into town? It takes 25 minutes. When the bus is in town, Mrs. Miller gets off. It's 10:20 now. She gets off the bus. When she gets off the bus, she is not on the bus anymore. What does Mrs. Miller want to do in town? She has got no more money. First, she needs some money. Where can she get the money? She can get the money at a bank. Then she wants to buy something. What does she want to buy? She wants to buy a pair of shoes. She has got old shoes, but she would like to have some new shoes. Then she wants to go eating. Where can she go eating? She can go eating at a restaurant. To buy shoes and go eating at a restaurant, she needs money. So she first has to go to a bank to get some money. From the bus stop, she walks to the nearest bank. She needs 5 minutes to walk there. She's at the bank at 10:25. How much money does she get in the bank? She gets £200 in the bank. At 10:30, she leaves the bank again. Next, she wants to go to a shoe shop. Where is she walking? Is she walking on the road? No, she isn't. There are cars driving on the road. Cars always drive on the road. People don't walk on the road, they walk on the pavement. Now Mrs. Miller is walking on the pavement. Why is she walking on the pavement? She is walking on the pavement because it is made for people to walk on. How long does Mrs. Miller need to walk to the shoe shop? She needs 10 minutes to walk there. She is walking on the pavement for 10 minutes. She gets to the shoe shop at 10:40. She opens the door and goes into the shop. Is she on the pavement now? No, she isn't. She's standing on the floor in the shop now. There is a young woman in the shoe shop. Who is the young woman? She is a shop assistant. A shop assistant helps people who want to buy something. A shop assistant in a shoe shop is someone who helps people to buy shoes. Does Mrs. Miller want to buy shoes? Yes, she does. There are two women in the shop now. Mrs. Miller is a woman who wants to buy shoes. The shop assistant is also a woman. She wants to help Mrs. Miller. Hello, the shop assistant says. Can I help you? Yes, please. I'd like to buy a pair of shoes. What color do you like? The shop assistant asks. We have got black, brown, white, and pink shoes. I don't like pink, Mrs. Miller says. Perhaps black or brown would be nice. The shop assistant brings her a pair of black shoes and a pair of brown shoes. She puts the shoes on the floor in front of Mrs. Miller. How much do the shoes cost? How much are the shoes? The black shoes cost £23 and the brown shoes cost £32. How much are the shoes? Mrs. Miller asks. The brown shoes are £32 and the black shoes are £23, the shop assistant answers. £32 is a lot of money for a pair of shoes, Mrs. Miller says. The brown shoes are better than the black shoes, the shop assistant says. The two women are talking about which shoes are better and about how much the shoes cost. The brown shoes cost more than the black shoes. The black shoes cost less than the brown shoes. The shop assistant says that the brown shoes are better than the black shoes. Which pair of shoes does Mrs. Miller want to buy? She wants to buy the shoes that cost less. She wants to buy the black shoes. I'd like the black shoes, please, Mrs. Miller says. Yes, the shop assistant says and smiles. That's £23, please. Mrs. Miller gives her £30. The shop assistant gives her £7. How much money has Mrs. Miller got left now? She has got £177 left. Then Mrs. Miller leaves the shoe shop again. She goes out of the shoe shop. Now she is back on the pavement. What time is it? It's 11:05. Is it time to go eating yet? No, it isn't. Mrs. Miller isn't hungry yet. It's not time to go eating yet, Mrs. Miller says to herself. I'm not hungry yet. What can I do? I know. There is a bookshop near here. Perhaps I can go there and look at some books. It only takes Mrs. Miller 5 minutes to walk to the bookshop. She walks on the pavement and she gets there at 11:10. She goes into the shop and looks at the books. Are there any old books in the shop? No, there aren't. All the books are new. Does she like books? Yes, she does. She likes reading books. Is she reading a book now? No, she isn't. She's looking at some books. There are two books she wants to buy. How much are the books? There is a big book and a small book. The big book is £9. The small book is £4. The big book costs more than the small book. The small book costs less than the big book. How much are the books together? They cost £13 together. Mrs. Miller goes to the shop assistant and gives her the books. I'd like these, please, Mrs. Miller says. £13, please, the shop assistant says. Mrs. Miller gives her £50. The shop assistant gives her £37 back. Then Mrs. Miller leaves the shop. She was in the shop for 1.5 hours. What time is it? It's 12:40. Mrs. Miller is hungry and thirsty now. She wants to go to a restaurant and have lunch. Is there a restaurant near the bookshop? No, there isn't. Mrs. Miller has to walk for 20 minutes until she gets to a restaurant. She enters the restaurant at 1 o'clock. She sits down at a table by the window. What does she want to eat and drink? She wants to drink a glass of beer. She wants to eat a sausage and vegetables. What would you like? A waiter asks Mrs. Miller. I'd like to have a glass of beer, Mrs. Miller tells the waiter. And I'd like to have a sausage and vegetables. The waiter goes away. He brings Mrs. Miller a glass of beer after 5 minutes. He brings the food after 15 minutes. Then Mrs. Miller has lunch. Does she like her lunch? Yes, she does. What time is it when she finishes her lunch? It's 5 to 2. Can Mrs. Miller leave now? No, she can't. She had lunch in a restaurant. She has to pay money. She mustn't leave without paying. How much does she have to pay? She has to pay £2 for the beer and £6 for the food. She has to pay £8 for the drink and the food together. I'd like to pay, please, Mrs. Miller tells the waiter. That's £8, please, the waiter says. Mrs. Miller gives the waiter £20. The waiter gives her £12 back. How much money has she got left now? She has got £156 left. Now Mrs. Miller can leave the restaurant. What does she want to do now? She wants to go back home. How can she go home? First, she has to walk to the bus stop. Then she can take the bus back home. What time does she get home? She gets home at 5 to 3. How long was she away from home? She left home at 9:30 and she came back at 5 to 3. She was away for 5 hours and 25 minutes. Mrs. Miller wanted to go into town yesterday. She went there by bus. This was faster than going on foot. She left home at 9:30 in the morning and walked to the bus stop. She needed 15 minutes to walk there. It took her 1/4 hour to walk there. She waited for the bus for 10 minutes. When the bus came, the doors opened and she got on the bus. On the bus, she bought a ticket for £1. It took the bus 25 minutes to drive into town. Mrs. Miller got off the bus in town and went to a bank. She had to go to a bank because she had no more money. She had no money left. How much money did she get at the bank? She got £200 from the bank. Next, she walked to a shoe shop. She walked on the pavement. In the shoe shop, she bought a pair of shoes. She bought a pair of black shoes. The black shoes cost less than the brown shoes. The brown shoes cost more than the black shoes. How much did the shoes cost? The brown shoes cost £32 and the black shoes cost £23. She paid the shop assistant £23. After leaving the shoe shop, Mrs. Miller went to a bookshop. She looked at a lot of books and she bought 2 books. She paid the shop assistant £13. Then she walked to a restaurant. She had lunch at the restaurant. What did she have for lunch? She had a sausage and vegetables and a glass of beer. After lunch, she went back home. How did she go home? She walked to a bus stop and got on a bus. She took a bus back home.